The more technology changes, the more it stays the same.
Welcome to the Barf Bag, cyberbarf.com's podcast on the internet. Let's examine the net way of life. Despite the promise of a digital paperless world, on a daily basis we continue to sawmill reams of paper through our laser printers. We still use a tsunami of ink and toner making copies of documents. In some respect, the ease of technology on the screen has accelerated the number of lazy mistakes. Mistakes that can be easily corrected and reprinted in a keystroke. We are a hard-headed people in a hard-copy society. We may post or email photos of the kids from family events, but we still like to have an actual photograph to hold, touch, and archive in case something happens to the computer file. And we all know something always happens to computer files. People use their smartphones as primary cameras. Open, point, click. It is easy because everyone treats their smartphone like their only child. It is with them all the time. If they drop one, they scream, "Oh, my baby!" and rush to see if it's damaged. They will download the pictures to a DVD or upload to a photo service or file sharer like Flickr. Friends and family will make copies, with the best being printed off on their color printer at home. The industrial world has created a condition that consumers want something tangible, something that they can hold, evaluate, compare, like, display, consume, or hoard. Even the most digital savvy burn their pictures or whole movies onto DVDs to distribute to friends and family. The cycle of tangible product continues despite technological advances. The same is true for the intangible, confusing cloud. Computer companies are driving consumers, quote, into the cloud for application, storage, and access to their personal information 24/7. But just like real clouds, it is an illusion of cotton candy in space. Instead of a person using their own secondary hard drive to store their personal data, they are borrowing a third-party vendor's hard drive in some unknown warehouse location, accessible to who knows who. It is not magic. It is a new business model to get a monthly annuity from computer consumers, which will lead those companies to churn out paper database reports and monthly billing statements, adding to the consumption of paper in the paperless culture. Even when you get an email receipt from a web retailer, what do? You print out a copy. It is a record-keeping function that goes back to the dawn of mankind, when pushing symbols into clay tablets kept merchant accounts. It is something that will never go away. You've been listening to the Cyber Barf Bag, presented by CyberBarf.com. What do you really think, Ralph?